Hello and welcome. It is Sunday, April 1st, April Fool's Day, but most importantly, it is Easter. I'm Colin Foley here today at Emory Henry College. I'm a junior here in the athletic training program, and today we have an option to talk about progress on my little clinical question or a specific occurrence something I experienced in my clinical experience. So I'm going to go with option B because something exciting happened. I thought it was exciting. My preceptor, my classmate, my clinical partner, and myself were just walking around, at our clinical site of the day, and we were bouncing between baseball, softball, and soccer. The soccer game, basically ended, because of mercy rule. And we decided to go sit in between baseball and softball. So we're sitting there, and about 10 minutes later, we get a call. Hey, can you come up and check out the space? Some soccer player. So we get there, long walk, out of breath. I just walked up, started the eval. I went through it. I was like, so what's happened? I don't really know. I think I caught someone stunned on the fall through. It's like, okay, I'm a soccer player. I've been there before. I know exactly what this is. And it was pretty much that. I'm gonna make sure we're all at a fracture, any neuro, stuff like that. Past medical history. Went through the whole eval, range of motion, etc., etc. Special tests, rule out those fractures. Felt for crepitus, nothing. It was just a nice little warm blob. So he ended up having a nice hematoma on the medial aspect of his distal shin. So it was very beautiful. It was almost as if it looked like a bug bite because the way the stud hit, it looked like where the insect would bite and there would be swelling all around that area. But this time it was a stud, and that's just the way his body responded. So it was really cool. He thought it was kind of funny. It helped that he walked off, because then using your clinician prediction rules, like auto ankle rules, it ruled that out according to what the rule says. So that was exciting. You get to just put all those aspects together. And it happened to be my sport that I love the most, that I'll play in college. So super exciting. So it was nice to just fully just go, yeah, I got this. Go on. Those two watched, and they're like, yeah, nice. Good job. And sort of just like pat on the back. Woohoo, go me, humble brag, stuff like that. So also, as always, we're going to talk about, document and discuss how many masteries and attempts we achieved this week from your semester pack towards completion goal. And have you had to change your goal to meet the semester requirement? I'm almost attempting like 30 a week now, just because I was behind, just with trying to get hours and balancing that I didn't prioritize the book as well, but working on that this week with DC, I've had like over 50 attempts that I didn't even write down, but those are finally documented, so that's exciting. That's all I have for today. Stay tuned to the 8th.